going to plan. I'm writing to tell you that sleeping alone is becoming easier, that dreaming is becoming harder. Phase one of the mission is complete. My psyche and ego agreed to continue to build, and the one lavish corner where it's still securely at the ground. I stood back to back with tiny shields and little silver slivers to jab at open eyes. They knew I'd never be in there, that you bow your head and pray and get on with it. Around us, millions of you swarm the door. I came surfing up the tangles and knots of scorched fire that we thought. Henceforth the teeth and the split-like patterns and constituted into armies and plagues. There were your words and your words, and your tweets. And I rub my tummy and I go about my business and seek daylight for... touch my hair and smooth it, and make it even pull it back tighter and tighter so that no one will see the cracks in my head, where it crevices and ravines and caves in these days. I keep my hair tight, smooth and even, so no one sees the light blasting up from my wounds. And a million times a day I blink and feel the air rush suck out through my ears. You hear the roar crackle, and I see millions of you fanged and squirming in front of my eyelids. I can kill you with a blink. Phase one of the mission was success. It involved a lot of thrust and parry, but our swordplay was magnificent. We rallied and regrouped and drove them back into darkness. And I blinked and swallowed and pushed you right down below my stomach, till I can't feel you anymore, or no one will ever know you even exist. I'll keep you safe in my womb. In my dreams I can never see my face. I'm more aware of how I look then than at any other time. It's funny that we judge ourselves and each other by these funny diagrams of flesh. Beauty is mathematical. A formula in noses, mouth and eyes that seems implacable as pie. I want to rip symmetry out of my face and pick it up with smooth gold dark. In these faces become liquid amorphous. The face becomes a broken container. Soul stuff oozes out, and because systems of recognition are broken, or at least abstracted, there are no empirical quantities to measure against. The characteristics flirt and relative. The face becomes a squat arch. I find you and imagine you are me, my father, the man from the store, the cowboy. I don't let myself become dazzled by your swirling. You can look like all of these things, but I know the only thing you can ever really be is me. If you are me, then I can't fight myself. I have to be something else. I peel the skin from around my eyes and I shine hard, cold space at you. You all swirl and certain. You all ideas about yourselves that my head is created to populate itself with. In the dark of my dreams, I shred my skin and I become a monster. Monster. Which are like knives. Cut you and make you bleed colour. I rape you and eat you. You. Because I can. In my dreams, I can do these things. Phase two of the mission is something quite different. Magic. I'll cut out each word of these letters to you. I'll put a candle in a glass. As the wax melts into a pool, I'll drop in each word. Some of them will catch and singe on the flame, and others will flex and settle in the wax at unique levels and angles. Sometimes the ink will vary slightly, making the words are escaping from the scraps of paper. The paper will become translucent, making it look like the words are writing themselves. And that will reach out to each other. From not just the sentences, but new glyphs and sigils. I'm in love with the heart shapes in your name. And here they will become penetrated by the hard kicks of Icelandic-looking consonants. They'll grow into esoteric, cold-looking babies. In the liquid, they'll write themselves in spells. When the wick is burnt down and the wax is evaporated, this can take nights. Sometimes the heat shatters the glass. I'll scrape out the glazed pulp from the bottom of the glass and chew on it till I've swallowed. In this way, I'll fill myself full of spells about you. A dream of a crane means
spread my tongue. A crane standing upon chickens is a fit.
It's favoured by ancients. It implies that the crane is of unusual ability and is not of the common world. I dreamed of a flying crane when, meanwhile, just the Chinese dreamer, a little bit more high-ranking official. Dick Barney's quote employed dream analysts as far back as the second millennium BC. Even today in Chinese culture, dream imagery saturates. Dreams are a recognised tool of prognostication. They bring unambitious in their interpretation. Trying to decode the future in dreams is a useful experience. Dreams and sleep are two very different things. sleep is delicious, your mind is anesthetic. You gorgeous stuff when you want to switch your head to off. It's like stuffing your head full of cotton wool to damp and squeaky thoughts. You can get drunk on it. By contrast, dreams are ahead. Our consciousness fashions to try out ideas about ourselves and our place in the world. To dream is literally to create the world in your head. Minds swell with pressure, and it balloons in the light to a different shape. Each morning the dimensions of my face are subtly rearranged. There are shavings of skull on the pillow. The easiest way to blur the world is to create your own internal one. When I dream, I explode into cranes. Man's wildlife, but we can ignore.